Dusty, they're calling this a compromise. Will it really change anything?
Yes, it will move the state to a whole different funding structure. So if it passes in the Senate, like, you know, we expect it will, we'll have real ways to measure what districts need, what districts can supply for themselves, and a way to ensure that the state pays the difference rather than having it mainly come from property taxes. And that's a basic idea that was supported by both parties. They disagreed a lot about how much Chicago Public Schools would get, but they, in the end, they gave them pretty much everything they wanted.
So the private school tuition tax credit program that's in this, that's been a big sticking point with some people as well. This was added into the negotiations after the original bill was approved. Walk us through that. What would it do, and why is it so controversial?
Yeah, that is that was kind of the key to the compromise, and it was a little bit inevitable when you consider that the four guys negotiating that compromise all went to Catholic school. So, and there was a big presence in the State House yesterday of lobbyists from Jewish schools too. So what it does is it creates a way for organizations to offer, you know, scholarships for private schools. And you could tell that it got kind of massaged back and forth. It got scaled back. The plan that passed was scaled back from what was originally requested. It was a $75 million program instead of a $100 million program. It got scaled up in some other ways. It expanded eligibility up to households with 300% of the federal poverty level. To me, the thing that was kind of huge was that those kids will be assessed against annually against public school students of the same socioeconomic level, you know, to try to see the, you know, if they're really getting any benefit from that. That will happen at the expense of those organizations that provide the scholarships.
So it passed the House yesterday. What is expected to happen today?
Well, hopefully not nearly as much running up and down the stairs and not nearly as many dramatic speeches. Yesterday, it took three votes to get this done, and three very different votes. The Senate seems to be a lot more solidly behind this compromise. They come in at 11, and they're expected to approve it. Rauner has already said he will sign it. He showed up on the floor last night, came in to shake hands. But I'm sure there will be some more, you know, speeches. Davis last night talked about putting his daughter on the bus that morning for kindergarten and, you know, kind of gave it a hopeful tone. But this new law puts Illinois on a new path. The speed at which we go progress down that path depends on how much money's put into the formula. His daughter may not see an equitable system in Illinois before she graduates from high school, but maybe her children will.
That's Dusty Rhodes. She's our Education Desk reporter. That legislation on school funding passing the House on Monday and expected to come up in the Senate today.